All right, greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate live. And we've got a whole new system. We're testing it out. We had a little bit of a late start because the person before me went over a little bit, but we're on. I've got a great show. I'm going to skip the news because we have such a good show tonight. First, we're going to have a word from our president.
That was really, really incredible. I have to tell you.
And there's going to be a cleanup on aisle 46 here pretty soon. The we have a new sound engineer, Brandon, and helping us with the sound. So let me check with Brandon. Are we ready, Brandon? All right, let's go. And a lot going on here. There's so much happening right now. The news, if you want to hear the news, go and sign up for our newsletter. Go to eSETI.org, and all the news that we can't talk about on the show because we go down is in the newsletter. And we've got some just power-packed newsletters that are covering everything. What's going on? What's happening on every level? You can't miss it. It's just, it's undeniable. And also solutions. So they're on the newsletter. So go to eSETI.org and sign up for the newsletter. And that's the best way to do it because we just can't, you know, I have so many strikes against me. I'm still in Facebook jail. Everything, no matter what I say now, is that they're loaded for bear waiting. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and put it out in the newsletter. Our old newsletter with MailChimp was canceled and we have a new one up. So it's going well, no problems there. But anyway, we've got a great show. We've got Elena Danon, I hope. We're having trouble getting her hooked up. And she's a contactee experiencer since early childhood. She was born in France, an archaeologist, druidist, and a shaman, energy and sound healer. She's also the author of two wonderful books, A Gift from the Stars, Extraterrestrial Contacts and Guides of Alien Races, and We'll Never Let You Down. So I can feel her contacts coming in right now, actually, so she must be here. And we have Megan Rose, and she's a psychic medium and a multidimensional remote viewer. And she's used her abilities to assist missing person cases, missing items, and she channels multidimensional information. And she's a person who's had contact with higher dimensional beings. She's been publicly bringing her messages to light on various platforms to inspire humankind. She's on her way to becoming a best-selling author of the book Welcome to the Future, An Alien Abduction, A Galactic War, and The Birth of a New Era. So without any further ado, let's bring the girls on. I know we have at least one of them here.
Hey.
Oh, we've got them both. My two favorite ladies.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You know, there is so much going on. Go through the alphabet and start with Elena. There's a weird background noise. I don't know what that is. I don't know, Doug, I hope you're hearing that. I think one of your mics open, Doug. But anyway, hopefully we'll get that cut off. That's better. Wow. It's
hello. Can you hear me well? Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you, but there's a lot of interference. But that's expected. Yeah, it sounds like the aliens are on the line with you, you know, and operations going in the background or something. It's pretty crazy. But you know, we know. You know, the last show. Look what happened in the last show. We had the whole power station was taken down, and same thing with BBS. Their whole station was taken down. They lost power, and so. These are like ongoing challenges we have to go with. But anyway, Elena, what's new? Do you have some new information as far as what's happening on the planet? Any updates?
Well, the updates I have myself, it's I've been in contact with nine sentient beings that are related in contact with the Intergalactic Confederation. This happened a few days ago. And, you know, so there is this Intergalactic Confederation. It's a gathering of cultures from different galaxies. And among them, there are the Seeders, the founder races of humans in this galaxy, those who have seeded the human race in first in Lyra, a constellation. Yeah. And so a group of them is back into our star system. They have many motherships. They are here to see, to witness how the kids have been doing. And they're here. Races I've never seen before. Honestly, it was like discovery. And I've been shown through the eyes of Thorhan the inside of these motherships. And it's quite beautiful. It's organic. It's all white. It's filled with light. It's very organic. It's like entering into a living being. It's very beautiful. And these ones relate to nine. They call them the nine. And it's nine sentient. The closest thing I can say to qualify them is plasmic supraconsciousnesses. They have no shape. They are just plasma. Of what I understand. They live in a place they call the void. It's in between dimensions. It's in between universe. It's not in the created planes and out of the time as well. So they are behind the fabric of the multiverse. And they are very mysterious. And 3 days ago, there's a lady from the founder races who beamed in my room. Actually, she was there, and she just put a finger on my forehead, and it was glowing green. Her finger, the half of her finger, less, was glowing green, and I felt myself into a vortex inside of me. I just collapsed, and my consciousness was propelled halfway to have contact with one of these beings. And that was quite life-changing. I'm still not yet settled back from this. It's every day I still have like things coming like from it. It didn't last very long. So they are coming back because in the 1950s they set a bridge to the future. These beings have been in contact with Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek. And it was, in fact, a download of information to create, actually to link the humans of the 1960s, when all this happened with the Greys, to an actual existing timeline, the timeline we should have had if the Greys hadn't interfered with the MJ-12, you know, and all the thing. Yeah. And this timeline, they wanted to create a hook, not to lose it, you know, like a bridge. And that's what Star Trek was, to precondition the collective unconscious of humanity to focus on this timeline. And actually it worked. We are there. We are the other side of the bridge now. So that was the message.
Yeah, I've been lately at my place. It's been like a light show. I go to bed and the whole room is flashing lights and everything and have incredible contacts lately. And they've been talking, you know, some of the things they've been saying lately, they've been saying, get ready for some big news, some big arrests and things like that. And so I wonder with Megan, she's probably getting the same information. So what's up with you, Megan? Are you getting almost pretty much similar information?
Yeah, the war underground is complete. All the negative ETs have been kicked out. They're gone. But the Intergalactic Confederation, I was told a few days ago that our solar system, we've kind of graduated all of us together, every planet, every species, we've come together in a way where I guess we've kind of leveled up. You know, the way that it was explained to me, it's hard because these beings, they're just consciousness and they don't even, you know, they don't speak words, they don't speak English. But I was told that we're going to be allowed to travel to different galaxies we've never been able to travel to before. And I guess you need, it's kind of like a portal where you need like a frequency key or the quantum code to access different certain star systems, you know, which makes sense because you don't want the Orion Grays or the reptilians
after,
you know, your place, but that we're going to be able to travel there wherever it is. And even further, the spiritual aspect and the technology and everything. So it's like a huge upgrade for everybody. So
it seems like that's really recent too, because I noticed like Halloween is usually rough for me because there's so much clearing to do. There's a lot of clearing and energy. And when I go to bed at Halloween, you know, I always do a lot of clearing and meditate and things like that. And I kind of like the old program, the old Druid program, where you light a big campfire, everybody sits around the fire and the dark hearts have, or dark spirits have one night to do their thing, you know, and y'all hang out together. But I like kind of celebrating it that way. Just have a big campfire, a bunch of people hanging out, having fun. But I couldn't believe it. There's hardly anything going on a negative. And I don't think a lot of the ceremonies that were being done by the Illuminati boys or whatever you want to call them fell flat. I mean, their overlords are gone. And so they have no juice.
They have no power. They don't want anyone to know that. They don't want anyone to know that they've all left, that their military force is gone. So keep saying it. Remind everyone.
Yeah, it's a big nothing burger now. They do their ceremonies and it's a big no-show with the dark demonic or whatever you want to call them, the reptilians or Gray Alliance or whatever they're aligned with or calling in. But big no-show. Elena, are you I know you've been working with these beings. I've seen these beings before and they're just pure consciousness and energy. They don't really take a form, but I know they will take a form if you need one.
They'll
take a form and whatever image you need to see, like they did that with me. They showed up, one being showed up on a big golden throne and he had long golden hair and golden robes and they all flowed into each other. And, you know, that was the image I needed at the time to experience it. But I actually got photographs of this being and he's just pure golden energy, golden light, you know, and there's no form to it. But they're here big time.
Didn't you write about them in your book, James?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
I did. And I had several white light experiences with him where he just took me out of my body, pulled me all the way back. And I looked back at the earth and it was a little pinhead. And he said, "This is who you are. There's your problems." When I came back to earth, everything was gone. I mean, all the problems just became nothing. You know, it's kind of interesting.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
But so Elena, I know. I mean, last time one of our shows, it was kind of crazy because they took out the power station and they're everywhere. And Thorhan and the other guy said, "Hey, no worries, we got you covered." And I get the same way. All this stuff is going on around me, you know, and I'm locking and loading and getting ready for something. And the same thing, it doesn't happen. You feel it. You feel the presence.
Yeah.
You know what's going on, but they seem to always have that covered. They seem to be on it. You know, is that the same thing you've experienced?
Yes. The dark. Sometimes when I'm about to connect with someone, often it's you, James. It's impressive because they don't like us to connect because, you know, they don't like that. And it's funny because a few hours ago I was also on another interview with two guys, and it was the same. Every time I was going to say something interesting, important, I was cut, you know. But our good friends upstairs take care of always putting back the contact, and so it happens. But it's happening less and less because they're losing power. And you were saying these beings can't take any shape. That's true. The one I saw, it was a haze of light with sparkles in it, like plasmic thing, and he took the shape of a like tall green skin being. It was just to make me feel comfortable.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them take all kinds of forms, like the female form, so you don't feel threatened. And I know a lot of the contacts begin with females, especially with the Palladians, because, you know, you have this big burly male appear before, you know, you kind of go, okay, you know what, you know, it spooks you. But you have this beautiful woman exuding love. You just go, whoa, okay, you know, what do you want? You know, we don't get our guard up, you know, and the divine is coming in strong too.
Yeah. Yeah, in the 1954, when the Galactic Federation contacted Eisenhower, they sent only the best looking humanoids because they didn't want to send the weird ones first.
Yeah,
and it was to offer agreements, you know, so you want the good looking ones.
Exactly.
I think being visited by a light being is less threatening, or can be less threatening, because you don't identify it as being human, you know.
Yeah,
like I
physically in your room, you know.
Yeah, but I've been visited by like giant, like big orbs bigger than my whole face, glowing white light, and female forms too, like glowing pink light. It's just like a silhouette of a person, but not an actual alien or human. But I think that can be less threatening sometimes too. And you know what I noticed is specifically after my contact with one huge consciousness, like my psychic abilities like blew open. And it's interesting because Elena and I were talking last night, and the same thing kind of has happened to her in the past few days.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Since I connect with these beings, like my perceptions, the word I came to me, it's clarity. Suddenly I can see through things, through everyone and everything. And since the 3rd of November, I'm seeing everything. It's like,
I just had a woman, a Palladian, do an energy work on me, and she actually had a computer and was scanning my body. And I've had some serious injuries, you know, it comes with the territory. And she was checking into those, and they got really hot and really painful, and then they went away. It was kind of amazing, but I could see her very clearly, and she was all dressed in black, but she had like colors on her shoulders, and she was wearing like a red, a vest with the shoulders you see like on Star Trek and thing. She had the shoulders and was wearing red with the black, had dark hair, short hair, and she was sitting at a council, and I could see her clear as a bell. And I asked her what her name was, and it's Elia, and she was a Palladian. And she said that, and I asked her, I said, are you part of the Dark Fleet, the old Palladian, you know, warriors? And she said, no. And I said, are you this brought that group brought forward? She said, no, we're a different group. But a lot of people don't know there was a positive Dark Fleet part of the Palladians that were the warriors, and they went out and got in trouble a lot, but didn't always go with the program, you know. It was kind of interesting seeing her and watching her just tune into the parts of my body that were hurting, you know, and the technology they had. And it's beyond a medical, because they can actually send spiritual energy through technology or whatever, and address any part of your body. Like they can scan you and find out what's going on. But I think that's going to be available. I'm sure you both have probably had all kinds of healings just to get through these times.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what was interesting is Elena and I were just talking before we logged on, and we had a Zoom conversation last night together, and had taken a picture of our friend because there was all this light energy orbs all behind her, and we were just looking at it a couple hours ago, and you can see Valnek's face in there, my contact, but also Annex looks so beautiful. I wish we could blow it, because it's a really good picture of him too.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. We went outside the other night and we had some beautiful ships come over, and one, I guess I lost about, there's about six ships in one frame. There were so many ships flying over. And then we turned on the sonics, you know, with the infrared, and orbs everywhere, just wall-to-wall orbs, and just spinning around us, circling. Yeah. We got that on, we put it out on the email and the other stuff. We've been posting it, but the it seems like everything is increasing, and I have these beings, like you're saying, these massive orbs. I mean, well, they're about 5 feet. I've seen them 20 or 30 feet before, but we had these about 5 foot ones that keep going by, and they set off all the lights, you know, the motion lights in the back. And I go, who's doing this? And so I went out there and I filmed it, and I saw these 5 foot orbs going by one after another, after another. And then I found out I'm on the Elven Highway, because we live right on a river, and there's this little trail that goes along the river, and these it was Elven beings that were coming through, and they were setting off the motion detectors, you know, which was kind of interesting. But, you know, we're getting the technology now where we can actually film a lot of these things. I've blown some of these orbs up, and you can actually see a being with the pointy ears and everything in it, in the orb itself, and animal spirits and masters, everything in the orbs now. So we have technology now. We can actually see what kind of multidimensional activity is going on around us.
That's awesome. Maybe they'll just pop up for real.
Yeah, I'm ready for that, you know. Because we're right where we're at right now with Mount Adams, it has a door on it, a huge light door that opens up to the inner earth. And there's six dimensional Elven beings that are in control of that door. And they're the ones that decide who come in and who come out, you know, of the mountain. And there's three or four levels to the mountain. You know, one is the galactic airport, basically. And then another level is extreme technology. And then you have all the inner earth guys below that, the whole civilization, which a whole myriad of different beings are there. But we're also getting a lot of crazy black helicopter activity. It's really increased a lot lately.
Gosh, maybe it's
the
black.
Yeah. I'm sure they're looking at things, because they have visited us before. You know, I told that story before, but there's two guys that came to my nephew who was doing my website, and they appeared to him, and they had a badge, and they showed him the badge, and both of them looked identical, like they were clones. They were tall, had no hair at all, and it was really hot in his apartment, and he started calling in the higher beings to come in and help, you know, and all of a sudden they started sweating profusely. And one wiped his head, and his eyebrow went up here, you know, because they were like stuck on. It was like, and his friend saw it, and he goes, "Okay, we got to go." And they were busted, you know, but they had, you know, they have no hair. They have no hair, so they have to fake it to look more human, I guess. But
I would have loved to see that.
I know. I was laughing because, you know, when you call them the higher beings, they get really uncomfortable and they don't want to be there. And then they're sweating, and then his eyebrow goes up to the top of his head, which was kind of hilarious. But I want to get back to the thing. So we've covered this before in the shows, but Elena, can you give us a quick rundown on like the moon and Mars and everything else, you know, what's happening on the other planets? And one other thing I wanted to know, if you've heard anything about Saturn.
Oh, yeah, Saturn, yes.
Ask me about Saturn, and I wanted to hear what you say first before I say anything.
Yes, Saturn, I've heard that Saturn was cleared, but they've always kept me away from knowing really what's on Saturn, because it was really bad. Yeah. There was something very dark there. And I know the Dark Fleet was involved on Saturn. I know the Greys were involved on Saturn. And there was a portal there. There was a portal near Jupiter, but there was another near Saturn. Really, I think around the rings, really close to the planet. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think it's in the rings, or I don't know exactly. And this was like headquarter another headquarters of really evil. I've been told it's been cleared. Saturn is not a problem anymore. I know they've closed all the portals, so I think there's no one else now on negative on Saturn. Yeah. That is all I know. That is all I know. And I know Thorhan, who is my contact, protects me for when there are sensitive informations. I always know afterwards when it's safe. So yeah. Maybe Megan would have some intel as well. Maybe things will come by Valdek. I don't know.
Have you heard anything, Megan?
Not specifically on Saturn, no. I mean, I know on, you know, the Mars, Moon, Antarctica has been liberated too as well. Know that. I know on Mars, they're continuing to help empower the local Martians and give them technology just like they're giving the humans on Earth so that they can defend themselves. And there's lots of I think I mentioned this last time, it's not really new, but there's lots of construction going on the Moon and Antarctica as well. All of the Dark Fleet bases were given to the Alliance. So, yeah.
Yeah. The locals on Mars are being given the facilities to share the facilities which were belonging before to the ICC, the Dark Fleet, you know, different negative regressive factions. So they are given access now, and I know the Federation has had problems and maybe still has for getting that the Martians to get along with the humans, the civilians who were there.
Yeah.
When I know when the Mars was liberated, they temporarily evacuated all the civilians, and it's millions of people, to put them safe from the Martian resistance, because the Martians were so excited and it was dangerous. And they were rushing into the facilities like, and among them, the reptilians are not they're okay. It's the insectoids. When they are wired, you want to get out of the way, you know? So, yeah. I know the people were supposed to be back, and I think that they're back now. And I don't know what's happening there, but they're supposed to get along with each other. So yeah. I suppose it's a lot of work, but, and as Megan was saying, empowering the locals there, it's their planet. They are the rulers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be interesting how, you know, in the end, it might end up being something for all of us to learn from, how they can all come together and join, you know. Now you're not talking about just different skin colors. Now you're talking about all different species, you know. And we got to get beyond that, beyond the division game that's been going on. I noticed too with, and I wrote about this a long time ago, and I talked about when the energies really start coming in. And I mean, we just had a big coronal mass ejection hit us. We had the Schumann resonance been off the scale, everything. That I said, watch, you're going to see the puppets, you know, the global elite puppets, the politicians and the other police people are going to lose their handlers. And when that happens, they're going to fall apart right on screen. And you're going to see some of them shape shifting and things like that. And it's going to get really interesting. And, you know, I was watching Pelosi the other day and I go, oh my God, she couldn't even form a sentence. Everything she said was nonsensical. It made no sense whatsoever. And yeah. I'm going, my God, this is the second most powerful person on the planet next to the president, and in a position like that. And I'm seeing it. I was telling everybody, this isn't going to be easy. It's not going to be a cakewalk. There's going to be chaos. You need to realize that's part of the healing. That's part of the process. The old system has to collapse, and it is, and then a new system will take its place. But we're in the middle of that process, so it's we're not just gonna, you know, eat goji berries and do yoga into the fifth dimension. You know, some people might if you're out of the cities, you know, but it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot of these people, they've been relying on the hive consciousness. So their energy source that they plug into has now been unplugged.
Yeah.
And so their energy field, even that's like a fourth density. It's still a little bit higher than your body. So once that is pulled, you just still kind of drop because you've been relying on that for so long. So there's going to be a lot of confusion and the subconscious isn't filled anymore. So yeah, I think that a lot of people might get confused.
Yeah, I think, and I was telling people that this whole thing, it has to run its course. I mean, what we're seeing right now is that the dark side of things and the tyranny and all that stuff has to run its course. It has to come up and become so dark and so ugly that we'll gain the wisdom from that experience and never do it again. And we're at that point right now where you can't miss it. And there's still those that are, you know, they're so socially engineered and critical thinking and research impaired, they're never going to get it. There's always going to be those. And there's nothing you can do about that. But I mean, I don't know how you could miss it now. I mean, I like that saying, you got to be a special kind of stupid, you know, to not see what's unfolding right in front of your face right now.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah, it's scary to witness how people have been mind controlled. And sometimes at first I was thinking, oh, that's so idiot. They don't see it. It's idiot. And then I thought, no, they're not. We are very intelligent, very clever species. They're just victims. They've been tricked. If people are acting like idiots, like it's because they've been tricked. We are all super highly intelligent beings. And that's what it is. So that sometimes I think we need to have understanding and compassion for people who are just acting like stupid zombies. It's because they've been tricked. So it's heartbreaking to see that, really.
Yeah, on every level, too. I mean, they've been chemically altered and, you know, you've got all the estrogen mimickers and all that stuff that's been going on and dumbed down through the fluoride and everything else. And some of them, I know some people just, they just weren't at the front of the line, you know, when the genetics were passed out. and they may not be able to grasp a lot of what's going on around, because we are a big mix. We're a big genetic mix down here. But the bottom line is we have the genes of the gods, you know, and we just have to activate them. And we came from all these other advanced civilizations and star nations, and we're a big collective zoo of genetics down here, of off-world genetics, human genetics, everything. And I think, I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've seen these groups, especially with the Orion Council of Light, the 60 ones, and the Pleiadians and the Andromedans, all those guys are initiating people like crazy right now. People just, the light's going bing, and they're being activated, and their souls are being activated, and they're looking around going, where am I? What am I doing here? And I didn't come here for this. And they're starting to step up to the plate. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yes, there's a big changes, and I've noticed that too. Yes.
And I also see too, you know, I look at the tyrants, and before they used to be hidden, you know, they would do things behind the scenes and they would hide. Now they're right in your face. I mean, you cannot ignore it. And the masks are coming down, literally, and they're being seen for who they are and what their agendas are. And I think that's part of the quickening or the awakening that's happening right now.
Yeah, everybody wants to witness what's happening now, and it's the as Megan received the message, it's the final countdown, you know. So that's it. We're here, and everyone now. Let's go and see. Oh, I think I wrote that in my last book. I forgot about him. Oh my God. I was beamed up on Thorhan station, and I was in telepathic contact with him, and I could see through his eyes, and he was with a Pleiadian Tal. They had Pleiadian with dark hair, and he looked like he had the energy of a commander, of, you know, somebody with a lot of power. Yeah. And so he told me he was a Tal commander. He came from the Pleiades. And this guy said, "We are all coming to witness the victory." And they are coming from everywhere from the galaxy to witness the victory of the humans of Terra on the enemy. And they are here to really, it's like the big attraction at the moment. It's like, you know, yeah. It was very impressive.
Ardana gave me a message, the commander in the Galactic Federation of Worlds, and she said that their job is done. They've removed the malevolent extraterrestrials, and now it's our opportunity. And should we choose to claim our victory, nothing can stop what is coming, which I thought was super cool. And
yeah,
I liked that. Yeah, those words.
I received the same, pretty much the same information. They said that, you know, with their presence here, they're bringing with that higher consciousness and energy. And within that is universal law. And they are still helping us more on an energetic or a consciousness level. They're still working with us in major ways, but it's tricky on how much they can physically intervene, you know, with the Earth. But as a collective, if we all wake up and say, "Hey, come on down, we need help, help us out," and we initiate it, they can do a lot more.
Yes, absolutely. It's up to us now. And it's funny because Ardana gave the same message. I think it was in the same time to both of us. And that was very striking. And she said the same thing. They've taken care of the extraterrestrial invaders. Mm-hmm. That was their job. Everything we couldn't do, they've been taken care of. Now, They're waiting for us to do the final job, our job, taking care of the humans taking care of the humans and of ourselves. It's our victory, our planet. And she said, it's up to you now, humans, to do your part of the job and to put the last stone on the monument of victory. She said that. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Same message.
Go ahead, Megan. Do you have something or?
No, I was just going to say they've given us an opportunity to raise our consciousness. The hive's been disconnected. And so now it's easier than ever to raise your frequency and raise your vibration. But yeah, we just need to get the word out, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed that everybody's here right now. Like when I go outside, a lot of times I go out to the Skywatch field, and all my signals are going off. I mean, the Orion Counts of Light, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, you know, and my body, I have certain signals in my body where I can tell who's here and who's coming in. The whole body's going off. I got the whole gang is here. So they're here and they're waiting for us to rise to the occasion and expand our awareness and make contact. And the more we do that, the more help we can get. I mean, I always tell people we need to be a civilization worth saving. You know, if they're going to intervene, we're going to have to do our part.
I am curious how long it will take us to develop telepathy, because I've noticed in the past week or so, just actually you, James, I literally thought of you. You texted me instantly. Been happening constantly, or me even thinking like this person's going to ask me this question today. And it's because I think that the energy is clear, but also so it's easier to send a signal with through your intention with your thought. So I just wonder how long it will be. I don't think it will be that long.
I work with a guy, and he's got like 9 PhDs. He's a geneticist and a biophysicist, and he knows the body inside and out, down. He could actually clone somebody if he wanted to. And he was talking about the DNA lines, and he said they're opening right now. And one of the DNA lines is telepathy. Another one is being able to see forward or backward in time. Another one is be able to actually ascend and jump levels, you know, like become, he had another word for it, but all those DNA, you know, healing ourselves, the salamander gene can be activated within us and we can heal ourselves. All these lines are being activated differently with different people depending on the person, but they're all opening up right now. So one of the big ones is telepathy, and another one called direct knowing, where you just know. And when the telepathy opens up and the direct knowing, goodbye deception. You know, the tyranny's done. They can't deceive anybody anymore. And it's a whole different frequency. It's definitely not CNN. It's not any of the mainstream news. I mean, if you're on that frequency and you turn that station on, you're going to go, oh, my God, that guy is lying. He's a pathological liar. And he knows he's lying. And I can't listen to this anymore. And you're going to change the channel. And I think that's where we're going with that.
Yeah, totally. And another thing, I know the med beds will, which we can, it's in our DNA already, but the med beds will undo trauma links in the brain as well.
Yeah. So,
you know,
a lot of these things, a lot of these things being done to us with, I don't want to talk about that because I want to go off the air, but with the, you know, that thing, your code, your DNA, your code is in the etheric body. And so they're trying to cut us off from connecting with our whole and healthy, perfect self or higher self or whatever. And the good news is that you can bridge that. You can repair by bridging that gap to your etheric body where your whole and healthy, perfect self is your higher DNA, you might say, is. And there are technologies coming in that can do that now. So, I'm going to do a whole show on that someday, but I won't be able to put it on certain channels that I'm on right now because I'll be gone. You know, I've already got strikes and everything else. So, but I think a lot of these things can be repaired, but it's outside of our ability right now. But there are technologies and other things that are coming in that will help us to repair a lot of the damage.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you mentioned the etheric body, it reminded me of the stasis pods, which are connected to source energy. And so when you're in a stasis pod, they have the source energy flowing through it too, to help nourish your body. And so it can connect.
Yeah. And all you have to do is create a communication with your physical body and your etheric body, which is the whole and healthy, perfect self. And then the higher energy coming down through that re-imprints your body. It raises the frequencies and that's where you see like spontaneous healings happen and miracle healings. But to them, you know, what would be miracles to us is just technology to them. You know, it's you know, their spirituality and their technology ascended together. And so some just do it energetically, and some can, they have devices that can do the same thing as well.
Yeah.
Oh, are you getting any timelines as to when some of these technologies are going to be available? I know there are some already, but they're very discreet where they are. I couldn't even get access to them, but I do know that they're here. But do you have any idea when these things are going to be available?
Soon. I wasn't allowed to say the timeline, but soon it's reasonable. You know, the med beds are already, we've already had them, and we just have to wait for them to be mass produced and introduced to the public, basically. I think that's the most important thing to people. The Starfleet will take, I think, a bit longer, you know, because it's different technology and big ships and motherships and stuff like that. But the med beds, I think, is a reasonable time frame.
Yeah. And, you know, you really think about it, we've had replicators too for a long time. And so, I mean, that would put an end to starvation and poverty and everything else. And once that comes out and the fuelless energy technology and the frequency healing technologies, all that stuff, it's all available right now. But we have to make it happen. You know, we have to implement it and make it happen.
I'm particularly excited for healthy food because I was just thinking, you know, we wouldn't have to eat as much if there was the actual correct amount of minerals and vitamins in food. And it wasn't like I think the food we have now, it's like 30% of the correct nutrition that we have. Plus it's covered, even if you're a vegan or vegetarian, it's still vegetables covered in pesticides. allegedly organic from Whole
Foods. Or even the chemtrails. You can't get away from it. Your food has been poisoned no matter how you look at it, unless you grow it indoors, which we do some of that. But yeah, there are ways using rock dust, remineralizing the soil, everything. It makes your food so healthy, and it's pest resistant, you know, frost resistant, everything. There's ways of gardening, and we practice that here where we get incredible crops. But I tell you what we've noticed lately, this year, our orchards really took a hit, and something happened, and it wasn't cold. It wasn't, the leaves were hit with something that fell from the sky. And I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but you know, it's probably a glyphosate like Roundup or Agent Orange or something, but it was in the chemtrail. But we got chemtrail really heavily, and our orchards just really took a hit. And they're usually just full of fruit every year. We've never had a bad year, but you can see all the leaves had all these spots on them and turned brown, and the fruit just didn't happen, you know, anywhere near like it usually does. You know, but I mean, it's sad, but we do need to talk about that, because even if you avoid the other thing, the thing, you got to look at what's raining down on you, and that has to end. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, but I always said when that ends, when the chemtrails end, is when we have our planet back, and they're not done yet, you know. So
it totally messes up your brain though, and the way your brain processes information. So exactly. That's another problem too. People might not be able to connect because of all the chemicals and everything and the heavy metals. And all of that is what is in the, you know.
Yeah.
Their neurotoxins, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our ability to connect to the pineal gland is blocked. They try to block it because that's a portal, that's a vortex, and that's connecting us to the source and true power. And because our pineal glands have been calcified and just all the stupid things we ingest and everything else, radiations and stuff, you know, so we need to rework on our pineal gland, and there are some protocols, there are many things to do to decalcify it and meditate on it. Sound as well. There are tuning forks you can use that activate the pineal gland. There are plenty of things you can talk about.
I've heard even apricot juice helps with that. And there's things you can take specifically for that. The I did that once. I took a really strong tuning fork and I hit it and I put it right on it. And all of a sudden I go, whoa, I started seeing visions and things.
Yeah.
So I know we have that technology, sound technology, things like that can activate the pineal gland again.
Yes. That helps a lot.
I think I always tell people we need, you know, like India. What India did is they put out, you know, certain things I can't mention, and a little cocktail, and everybody got it, and bam, everything was done, you know. And so we in America, we need to have the same thing, you know, have the same cocktails available to everybody, have clinics. And I think it's time to have spiritual clinics, that the whole clinic is designed for detoxification, cleaning the pineal gland, and then give people some practices for self-awareness, for expanding consciousness, or things like that. I think, you know, rather than other clinics that we're paying for, we need to have a whole array of clinics designed for detoxing and cleaning these things out of your system.
Just cancel your health insurance plan and
membership
there.
I always say, why don't they call it death insurance? Because you're programming your death, you know, you're buying insurance in case you die. So, right, you're actually programming yourself to die. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of an intention. I mean, I don't have it, so, but it's kind of an intention. You know, you're planning on getting sick, basically. So,
yeah. I mean, we have an intention walk on the property here, and the field of dreams. There's so much energy in that field. There's masters and beings appearing there all the time. We tell people to walk the field and, you know, pick your mantra. I've always been whole and healthy. You know, I've always been abundant. Whatever you're working on, just say it over and over again as you walk to the intention walk. And all of a sudden, people just walk out of poverty. They walk out of their diseases. They have spontaneous healing. Happens all the time here. It's amazing. And, you know, just, you know, we have to initiate it. We have to do our part, but the energy's there. And the masters, the Star Nations, all they're all waiting, you know, for us to initiate it, to activate and ask. And then they can come in a really big way.
Yeah, that's a part of the job we need to do, and we need to stop listening to the counter intelligence or psyop that say, "Wait, do nothing. Something's gonna happen that will activate you. All the good ETs are going to remove all the bad presidents, all the bad people, they're going to do this and that for you. Just make popcorn and do nothing. Just and even energetically or spiritually, something's going to happen. It's going to activate you. Just wait. No.
We can activate ourselves.
There's an old saying, the first law of miracles is that you have to do everything on your side first.
Yes.
And
yes.
We'll come in and help with the rest. And you can't just expect it. You know, it's like that joke about the lottery ticket, you know, where the guy's praying to win the lottery. And finally, the creator appears to him and says, "Buy a ticket." never bought a ticket. That's an old joke, but it's the same thing. It really applies to what's going on right now. God, we're coming up. This is a fast show. We're almost coming up to the end of the hour here. I really wanted to get. I know Megan, you've got a brand new book coming out. We've announced it already, but we're going to have it up on the site. But what's the best way for people to get a hold of your book?
There's a link to in my website, meganrosemedium.com, but there's also, it's on Amazon. So just Welcome to the Future, and it should be up there. But the book is basically, I wrote it for the children. You know, all the children, I know like most of it is censored, so I can't really say, but people know what I mean when I say that. And I wrote it so you don't need to know anything about aliens. It just is easy to understand, explains everything about the galactic war, how it started, the invasion of planet Earth, and the war underground. The Vatican's in there, the hybrid children, and the beginning is about my abduction stories at ages 5 and 9. And then I also talk about the Starseed Envoy program, and when my implant was placed. So there's lots of goodies in the future.
Nice.
And, you know, all of the Starfleet being built, and the end, there's one thing I'm trying to think of a way I can say. Most of it, it's basically everything censored, but I talk about the letter 17 and the intel I got from the Galactic Federation of Worlds in connection to the letter 17. The end I dedicated to President Kennedy. There's a gift for all of us about the intel about him too.
Nice. Awesome. Everybody get a hold of that book. It's up on our website. You can see it here on the show, and links to get the book. And Elena, you've got some awesome books out too as well, a couple bestsellers. Can you give a quick synapse on your books?
Sure. I just want to add about Megan's book that she has given a lot of intel from Valnek and to Michael Sala notably, and she's told some herself. But there are in this book intels that she couldn't tell, on social media or because, you know, of some subjects.
Yeah.
And exactly. It's in the book. It does some things like you got to read that because it's super subject. Anyway, I wanted to add that. Just there's some.
How do people get a hold of your books? What's the best way for people?
So my books are A Gift from the Stars. It's Guide of Alien Race. I have the French version, but I show you. And on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. And that on Amazon, that's the last one. We Will Never Let You Down. It's my encounters with Valthor and my adventures in this star system and the beings I've encountered.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. You're my two favorite ladies out there right now on the planet. And you have amazing information. And maybe one day we can just lay it all out and say what we want to say on the show. I think that's coming soon. But we'll have some different platforms where we can do that. But again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I always tell people, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and initiate contact and help. We need to ask for it and do our part, rise to the occasion. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show. We got to sign off, unfortunately. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio on East Heading Stargate. Have a great evening and do your part. You know, it's not all going to be done for you. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. We'll be right back.